June 26th.
Morning, Jeff. This is Bob Fabris.
Good morning, Bob.
How are you today?
Fine.
Oh, good. Since our discussion a couple of weeks ago, Jay Fenton called me and gave me a brief overview of what he was doing with regard to a expanded basic cartridge. And I've put him in touch with the people that are working on the memory addition, so they're talking together and hopefully it'll be something good and compatible out of that. And now I'm wondering what's going to be the arrangement for the availability and sale of this thing, whether you're involved or the company, or whether this is something from Jay, or...
CNA will be selling the cartridge here directly.
I see. Uh-huh.
For as many as wish to buy it.
I see. Good. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. It's really...
Okay. We'll have more discussion on that later. No, we will supply whatever is necessary, but they will be EEPROM versions, and mm-hmm. they will be pretty expensive, you know. I'm not sure exactly what the price tag is going to be on them, but they're going to be more than $50 a copy.
All right. Somewhere like 75 or so, say.
Yeah, basically because of the EEPROM cost difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Limited editions. See, limited editions, you start putting on EEPROMs, and that's a pretty heavy bill, you know.
Well, that's right, yeah. All right.
That's unfortunate, but that's the way it's going to, you know, it's the only thing I can do.
Yeah.
I can't really afford to go out and do a ROM.
Oh, sure. Well, that's understandable. There is, in the works, a catalog of available material for the Valley, and it's planned for that to be out in October or so. We're going to collect all of the mailing lists that we can find and send this catalog out to everybody. And so it would be a good place to advertise this item and make it a little less limited, if that's seems feasible, or at least we might be able to mention it, depending on what the schedule is for
producing. I have to find out what the total expense is going to be for us here. We're going to have to kind of figure it out over, I don't know, I figured limited edition, what do you figure the total number might be? Might be maybe 100 pieces?
No, I would figure about maybe 300 or 400.
300 or 400 pieces?
Yeah.
And we'll try to amortize it over 250, and it seems like a modest
okay.
number.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we have commissioned Jay to complete that unit, you know, for your situation.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we're taking exception to is that anything above the screen RAM will be searched for good RAM.
Uh-huh.
And will be reported on power-up.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what you use for addressing.
Yeah.
It looks for one contiguous block.
Yeah.
The only thing is that if the block, if you have RAM up there that is not contiguous, it'll only take the first contiguous piece it finds.
Got it. And then the rest will, if there's anything with a something in...
contiguous portions will be ignored.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. Well,
so
good.
Basically, you have address 6,000 hex planned in, right?
Yes.
Other people want to use address 8,000.
Uh-huh.
Some people might want to use address 3,000. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
You can use address 5,000. That's vacant, too.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is basically he'll start searching from 5,000 up.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as he finds a RAM cell, he'll memorize
yep.
that as a starting point. And as soon as he finds a RAM cell that does not memorize,
yeah.
he'll mark that as a termination point.
And that's it.
And that's your RAM.
Got it. All right.
Therefore, regardless of what you put for external memory out there,
mm-hmm.
you'll use it.
Yeah. All right.
And no matter how much you put out there, in other words, you might put as much as, 35K of RAM out there.
Mm-hmm.
If you did, it would use it.
That's good. Okay. Neat, as the saying goes.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to send you a copy of it's of this proposed catalog. It's a very rough draft, and you'll see the format and so on that we're doing, and it'll remind you again of that this would be a good place to make some mention of it.
Okay. Also, we'll be making available at a considerably greater expense. Commercial system.
Uh-huh.
Complete with a color monitor, full 32K of RAM, Zgras is the ROM.
Oh.
and walnut green cabinets and et cetera, you know, the mm-hmm. big fancy package. It's a two-piece unit. It does not include discs.
Yeah.
It goes for somewhere in the vicinity of around $3,000.
Ouch. Wow.
Right. Well, that's what it costs.
Yeah. Okay.
But it will be made available at commercial resolution
mm-hmm.
in a card rack system.
Mm.
It comes complete with wire wrap cards, pair of RS-232 ports, and provisions for floppy disk interface and whatnot.
Gee, it seems expensive to compete with other things of sort of similar ilk with Apple and so on. Of course, it'll compete with the Apple III.
Yeah. What has... It's a very speed-oriented system. It's more of a, mm-hmm. it's a greater piece of hardware than what Apple has ever designed to be.
Well, yeah.
And the box can stand alone as well. In other words, you mm-hmm. don't really need the monitor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the monitor and the box will be priced independently. The monitor is actually... anything about $700 of that. So without the monitor, you're talking about $2,300 for the basic box.
Yeah, okay, yeah, well, that's true. That brings it down more comparable equipment and price then, yeah.
But the monitor is very desirable.
Mm-hmm.
And since it gives you your best video quality.
Hmm.
I thought I'd mention it. You know,
yeah.
For the average amateur, that is definitely out of range.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of people have been making requests for that type of device. It's an RS-232 mm-hmm. hooked up terminal. In other words, you can just simply hang it onto an Apple, for example, or onto any machine and have graphics output.
Yeah. Well, it has that capability that with that graphics, it's very, or Zgras, it's
yeah.
very good material. Yeah. Hmm. What kind of a schedule is that set for the next year?
We intend to show that at SIGGRAPH next month.
Oh, well, yeah, that's coming right up. Very good. Oh. Let's see if I can't figure out a way to get there, maybe. All right. Well, very good. Great. Things are rolling along a little bit now, better than before. Have you any word on the sale of Bally equipment that way?
No word yet.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's still a question mark there. What are you going to call this new machine?
It just has a model number. It's a
okay.
UZ1 machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a machine that we'll be using here also for games development. It's a development system, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Standalone, it's enough to do development work on.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is that we don't use Zgras for the development.
Mm.
It has 16K of screen RAM, 32K of developmental RAM, and 16K of... Zgras ROM that comes installed in EEPROM. It has a wire wrap card and all the interfaces that we talked about, including bitpad, light pin, gun handles, and all that stuff.
Hmm. Well, that's really interesting. Yeah. Hmm.
It's a very nice package. It's not cheap. It's not intended to be cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not ultra fancy or anything like that, but it wasn't intended to be ultra fancy. It's just a basic piece of hardware.
Well,
it has 16 front panel switches and 16 front panel lamps. It has dual audio cassette interfaces, so you don't need to reuse a disc.
Mm-hmm.
Audio cassettes run at 2,000 baud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're very satisfactory for most graphics work. If you're developing pictures and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
you can just simply record them off, and most people use the audio cassette interfaces, don't even bother with the disc.
Yeah.
The disc units are available, though, as well. We will supply a third. It comes in two cubes. Monitor, a 13-inch monitor. It comes in the basic box with the front panel switches, which is a second cube.
Mm-hmm.
The third cube is a disc, and they're all the cubes are identical in size.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So it's a three-cube system.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, fellows have been doing some work there.
Yeah. It's a limited edition thing. That's why it's another reason why it's expensive. It's not a volume-produced item like an Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Also, shipping cases are available for it. Again, this is more commercial equipment.
Yeah.
Shipping cases are available for it at a cost of $500 a piece for dual shippers, for dual cube shipping.
Yeah.
And those are fiberglass, foam line cases. That's if you're using the equipment to ship it around by airplane or whatnot. You need a decent shipping crate.
Oh, yeah.
keep the equipment from getting all banged up. So it's a commercial answer for people that want some commercial quality equipment that's still at not too expensive a price tag.
Yeah, well, for the commercial user, it's relatively cheap, really.
That's right. For a consumer, it's a more expensive consumer machine.
But a high quality...
But very substantial box.
Yeah.
You know, we're not really barring anything. It's just going to make a good quality all around.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to produce that for you?
Pardon?
Who's going to produce it for you?
We're producing it ourselves.
Oh, I see.
This way, you know, it has the capabilities of producing...
Oh, yeah.
If you wished, as many as 400 of those a day.
Yeah, yeah, well...
We have no limits in production.
Mm-hmm.
Or in quality. The quality of production is very high.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to build. So I thought you'd be interested mm-hmm. in that, and that... For those that may be interested in taking their learned tricks
yeah.
to a graphics terminal to work now, they have that feature.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Excuse me 1 second, please.
Yeah. All right, then I'll put a little blurb in the next issue of the Arcadian anyway about it.
If you wish. I mean, you don't really have to. I just thought I'd mention it to you because
okay.
a lot of people did like it.
And, yeah.
It's being done as an answer for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It also is a very good developmental system if you ever, you know, if you're ever in an OEM situation where you want to buy the custom chips from Valley, which they're willing to give rights to.
Oh, really?
If you wish to use those mm-hmm. chipsets in your work.
Yeah.
Then this system is exactly what you need for that type of developmental work.
Uh-huh.
It also has the sound chip installed so that you can play with the sound chip as well.
Yeah.
It has a lot of features.